time from the beginning, guys. That was awesome. Good.
30 performers are busy rehearsing choreography for Golly Gee Whiz, the musical. When the show opens, Making Light co-founder Juliette Yaquez says the cast will be free to move unhindered.
We put these backstage doors in, and they are ADA compliant, so anyone is able to open them. That's why the handles are at the height they are. We decided on the low stage instead of having a raised stage, also for the same reason that anyone with mobility issues is able to use the stage.
That's especially important at Making Light. Co-founder and managing director Mandy Broadfoot says many of the performers have special needs.
It was really driven home to me a few years ago when a little girl in a wheelchair came to see a show that I was directing, and she tapped me on the arm and said, "I would like to be up there. Could I be up there?" And I said, "Absolutely, you could." And then the theater I was in at the time, I was like, "Okay, so how will we get her up there? You know, we'll figure it out, but we'll get her up there." So it's always been on my heart that we ought to be accessible in every way.
12-year-old Walter Pascoe will be among the performers unveiling the new stage.
I was a bit of a person who worries a lot, and my mom encouraged me to take the jump into theater, which not only helped me conquer my cowardice, but also led me down this wonderful theatrical road.
That theatrical road includes private voice lessons and theater classes, as well as summer camps. Broadfoot says about 40% of the students at Making Light are diagnosed as being on the autism spectrum, having a neurological or developmental disorder.
We wanted to start a place that was inclusive. Kids with special needs and typically developing children work together, play together, sing together, act together. They make theater and art together because it's good for both groups of kids. And that's really on our hearts because we both have children on the autism spectrum.
Yaquez and Broadfoot were working at a church performing arts program when the idea for Making Light was hatched. Yaquez was inspired by a movie theater in Connecticut that employs only people with disabilities.
I was telling Mandy, when I retire, I'm going to open up something like that. And she comes back immediately, "What if it wasn't a movie theater? What if it was a performing arts theater?" That's brilliant, because where else but the theater can you find acceptance of everybody?
They had 21 students when they started holding classes in Broadfoot's converted garage. They quickly moved to a 2,700-square-foot rental property on North Monroe Street and kept growing. Their current 8,300-square-foot space on Blairstone Road was purchased last October. It includes classrooms, studios, and a soon-to-be-open thrift store that'll employ and benefit teens and adults with disabilities. 9-year-old Hannah Meth was inspired to join Making Light as an audience member.
We saw one of their showcases that they were doing called The Greatest Show, which is like a spin, I guess, on The Greatest Showman. And I really liked what they were doing, and I decided I want to do this too. So we found classes that I was interested in, and we signed up.
More inspiration may be found in Broadway's Allie Stroker. She became the first Broadway performer in a wheelchair when she joined the cast of Spring Awakening in 2015. Now she's starring in Oklahoma in a role that just won her a Tony Award. Broadfoot says Stroker is proof that a disability doesn't need to stop anyone from pursuing their dreams.
This is the one that really pushes my buttons. People that make assumptions about what kids are capable of doing. We can't ever make assumptions about what anyone is capable of. And if we don't, if we raise the bar, they will meet it every single time, as long as we're there to, you know, be next to them and support them.
Making Light's redesigned and fully accessible stage makes its debut Friday with Golly Gee Whiz, the musical. For WFSU News, I'm Gina Jordan.